This is VWay News. I'm Richard Green. Hospital officials said Wednesday Israeli airstrikes across Gaza killed at least 34 people, including 19 women and children. The strikes at a UN school sheltering displaced Palestinian families as well as two homes. The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says six staffers were among the dead. The Israeli military says it targeted the school in central Gaza because Hamas militants were planning attacks from there. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is criticizing Israel for what he says is a lack of accountability for the killing of UN staff and humanitarian aid workers in Gaza. In an interview with the Reuters Wednesday, Guterres condemned Hamas's deadly attack on southern Israel last October that sparked the current war.
But then afterwards, we have witnessed a series of military interventions by Israel in Gaza, with a level of death and destruction that has no parallel in my time as a Secretary General, and with very dramatic violations of international humanitarian law and total absence of an effective protection of civilians.
The UN says nearly 300 humanitarian aid workers, more than two-thirds of them UN staff, have also been killed during the 11-month-old conflict. A spokesperson for the U.S. State Department told reporters Wednesday the administration of President Joe Biden is granting Egypt its full allocation of $1.3 billion of military aid this year, despite ongoing concerns over the country's human rights practices. The administration had withheld $320 million of aid in recent years. The announcement comes as Washington has relied heavily on Cairo to mediate talks between Israel and Hamas on a ceasefire deal to end the war in Gaza. This is VOA News. Military officials in South Korea and Japan say North Korea fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles Thursday from its capital, Pyongyang. The missiles flew about 360 kilometers before landing in the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
That flight distance suggests that the missiles were designed to attack targets in South Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to boost efforts to make his nuclear force ready for combat with the U.S. and its allies. Kim has made similar vows in the past, but his latest threats comes as outside experts believe that North Korea could carry out a nuclear explosion or long-range missile test ahead of the U.S. presidential election in November to boost its leverage in future dealings with the U.S. Recent images of Kim inspecting what could be its biggest missile launch platform sparked speculation that the North could be developing a more powerful intercontinental ballistic missile designed to strike the U.S. mainland. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. officials have seized more than 350 websites allegedly used to sell illegal gun switches and silencers from China. Switches transform semi-automatic pistols into fully automatic ones, while silencers suppress the sound of a firearm when it is fired. Federal authorities began their undercover investigation into the illegal activities in 2023 by purchasing the items through websites offering the prohibited goods. The contraband was then allegedly shipped from China to U.S. government-controlled mailboxes in the U.S. Authorities say they seized over 700 switches, 87 illegal suppressors, 59 handguns, and 36 long guns. Artificial intelligence heavyweight OpenAI is reportedly in talks to raise billions of dollars in new funding, a move that would fortify its status as one of the biggest startups in the world. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has more.
A report by Bloomberg says the ChatGPT maker is aiming to get $6.5 billion from investors and $5 billion more from banks. The deal would reportedly see it valued at $150 billion. That would be up almost three-quarters on the figure earlier in the year. OpenAI didn't respond to a request for comment on the report. The frenzy sparked by ChatGPT has shaken up the tech sector and global stock markets since it was launched less than 2 years ago. A fresh capital injection would also allow OpenAI to stay private for longer. That is something most hot startups now aim for, avoiding market volatility and the regulatory costs of a public listing.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.